You have shaken the tree of consciousness of the entire nation. The nuts are falling down there.
Well, I want to thank you, Danny, for what you said on Under the Moon. I saw that and I was shocked.
You're enjoying it a little too much if you're staying up to listen to yourself mention on Under the Moon.
What did I say? I can't remember. I say so many things.
No, you just said that, you know, you wasn't going to tell anyone.
Oh, that's right. I mean, literally, I would say there's not less than 100 applications here for information. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when we finish this call, I'm going to read you out. You already affected somebody, a poor woman who lives in Hampshire. You've ruined her life.
Well, it's this other girl, Emma. Tonight we're going to hear about Joanne, who says that she wants to be the new Joanne. But believe me, we're not fickle unless her letter's really, really good.
And she's got really nice legs.
So how's your week been, Jo?
It's been really good.
Okay.
If you remember, on Sunday, I said I was going to meet the new one, Bo Three.
Who
I only met the day before.
Yeah, and we walked straight into the changing room before a major match and kissed you. Without a word. Yeah, okay, this is the one
you've told Bo to sling his hook.
Yeah, but this match was a high-profile Premier League game that took place last Saturday, was it?
It was, yeah.
And you stayed and watched the game, but before it, having been, you know, set up by a previous boyfriend footballer who was playing in the game, said, I tell you, you should meet my friend. He walked straight in, and we'd all know this the player's name would be there.
Well, we certainly would,
yeah.
And he walked straight in and kissed you before the game without a single word. Okay, so how'd the week go?
Well, we arranged to meet on Sunday evening, and he booked a table at a really nice restaurant so we could, like, get to know each other.
He
took me up in his car, and, well, we never got to the restaurant.
You're joking, I'm starting to lose faith in you, as I say. Have you and all your lovers, I'm the only one who wants to be romantic here.
The idea was there.
Yeah. But you did say he's a wonderful looking fellow of all of them.
Yeah, and he's as good as he looks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and write down who this is. I can't remember who it was. One second, everyone. Hang on.
Of course, he's mentioned on the famous bag from the Nuts in Liverpool. Yeah. The monkeys and the players are
good. Oh, yes, of course. He's the bear with the ass. Yeah,
yes, it is.
Is he? I don't know. It wouldn't struck me as being. Is he a good looking fellow then?
You said last week when we showed your photograph of him that you were
really
anti-gay position.
That's right. That's right. It did make me renege a little.
And that made me worry because I was the only male in the room.
It made me think this not sleeping with men thing I might have been rash on. That's right. Sorry, I was looking at this. It's written on a cartoon character's bum here.
That's the kind of show it is.
Yeah. So, Joe, you never made it to even the meal?
No, we had to pull over to in a quiet country road.
Why does the theme from EastEnders running through my head here? Why would that be?
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of a car was it, Joe?
Lots of people know players by now. What kind of car was it, Joe?
A big one.
Yeah. All right. And that can't have been the end of the evening, just you and this
Well, we were for like a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So,
I've got an image here. Titanic, you know when the hands go against the steam?
Yeah, we'll buy that.
Yeah, it could be you, Joe. Next time, Joe, though, if you could just tip us off which lay-by it will be, because I'm not above a little nonsense. Ah, oh, not above that at all.
You've got that webcam thing. You've gone mad, haven't you?
Well, and is this the one? Is this the, you know?
Well, we've seen two of them. You know, we didn't include Bo, too, who wasn't happy.
That's right.
And he refused to train with him on Monday.
Did he?
He did, because he's, like, not very happy about it at all, but I've made it up to him, so that's okay.
My God, girl, what a diary. What a diary you had. Now,
I've still got the biggest news for you.
Hang on, one minute. I can't get it. See, I don't know how much longer we can get. You're joking. Let me write. I know Strictly a Radio Show shouldn't pass notes to each other.
Yeah.
We should share it. But one second, Joanne, you're off the air at the minute.
It's the most awful feeling, listeners, when he's writing, I can't see what he's...
This is what the big man is on.
All right, very good, yeah.
It's the only variation on the triumvirate we haven't heard yet. Joe, what would be the big news then, Joe?
Well, you remember I had a liaison with the manager.
Yeah.
He has written to me.
No.
Yes, because somebody has told him that I was on the radio. He's not actually heard me. And then he's seen something on the internet about me.
He has.
Oh, you're the talk of the internet, Joe. No question about it. Yeah.
Really?
Every discussion forum on every football site, every sports site.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. Look at them.
Oh, no, there is
that. Look at them.
All right. Okay. Joe, so, yeah.
He panics a bit that his name's going to come out.
No, the great thing with us is that, you know, we protect our sources.
Yeah.
You know, we always, and also there's no fun at all. And when people say, every cab driver, who are the players involved with old Joanne then? So I said, oh, do you know, just because I can answer an absolute truth, I have no idea. I think the manager of Blackburn, Roy Evans. So I don't have any idea. But no, you can email him or write back to him and say, look.
I don't have to because I'm going to see him.
No! Well, then I'm going to give his name out.
No!
I'm going to put something to you. One second, Joe. A slight misjudgment from our original story.
Really?
Yes, of course.
Why?
Sorry, Joe, wasn't it? Because we got this wrong. I thought it was somebody else. Because the timeline involved.
Oh, okay. It's more enlightening me. Now, are you planning? Because this, now, you see, the players, I think you're safe with. I think, you know, Watto and, you know,
young fellas, primarily.
I've heard about York and that's done the story and all, you know, they are. But I think here you're moving into an extremely much higher profile of a liaison.
True, yes.
Yeah.
He's sending a car for me today.
No, that's not a fella did a go, oh, that's fair enough. Now, that's all right, you're going to be a cheat, you're going to be
All I could hear was Ola's subterranean voice.
Oh, that's fair enough, he's sending a car. Now, look, do me a favour, right? Get out of the car this time, at least, before, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to...
For a start, you're starving to death, if nothing else.
No matter how handsome the chauffeur.
So, but look, I think you're in danger. I think you're treading very, very dangerously now. I do.
No, I'll be okay.
You'll be okay, but I know, you know, I have nothing but your best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I'm almost tempted to visit one of these players' grounds today, and I mean, you should just stand there halfway staring at them.
Yeah.
I know.
I'll write on my head the word we,
and I anyway, know. No. We know. But this fella, this manager fella, I'd be extremely careful here, Joe, because you...
I will be, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be seeing you soon.
You know,
Jamie knows when.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Superb. Well, okay. Well, thank you very much. There's Joanne for this. We'll speak to Joanne again tonight. We're going back now to the rugged male call. And I know this has become the feature. And believe me, the other thing I get a lot, that amazes me, Joanne's a wind-up, isn't it? But
yeah.
It isn't. It really, absolutely, positively, this time is...